So there's generosity, there's virtue, the natural integrity of the heart, there's this simplicity of our true nature. And then the next is energy. The wise use of this life energy and power that we have been given. The first task of this wise energy or effort is simply to be present. You know the sign in Las Vegas that says you must be present to win in the casino? It's pretty much that. You know, or Woody Allen put it this way. He said 90% of life is just showing up, right? So the first task of wise effort of our Buddha nature is the courage to be present. And only as a spiritual warrior, says Don Juan, can one withstand the path of knowledge. For a warrior, everything that comes is a challenge, while for an ordinary person, they see them as only a blessing or a curse. For a spiritual warrior, there are only challenges, and challenges cannot possibly be good or bad. Challenges are simply challenges. The courage of the heart to be present. And then the wise energy, when we are present, to use this life force for beauty, for benefit, for harmony. My teacher Ajahn Chah spoke about sitting at the foot of a mango tree or an apple tree and sorting out the mangoes and apples that were there. These are the worm-eaten ones and the rotten ones. Those go in the compost. And these are the good ones for eating and making pies and cooking with. And so here are the moments which we notice fear and contraction and hatred, and delusion, greed. And we release those, put them in the basket, time to compost. And then the moments of clarity and the possibility of compassion and balance, we receive those and let them nourish the heart. It's the presence and noticing what's possible to grow in the garden in this moment, in each moment. It means also this effort or energy not to be afraid to make mistakes, a kind of perseverance, so that when Krishnamurti spoke to this wonderful woman, Vimala Thakkar, who is one of his great Dharma successors, and said, you should go and teach. And she said, oh, I don't know, Krishnaji, I'm afraid I might make mistakes, might do it wrong. He said, no, no, you must go and make mistakes and learn. My favorite poem, I read it about once a month here, from Zen Master Ryokan. The morning's begging is finished. I hang my bowl by the side of the Buddhist shrine to play with the children again this spring. Last year, a foolish monk. This year, no change. Not to be afraid to make mistakes, to give ourselves, our heart, to each moment as best we can. As Rudyard Kipling said, if you meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, you will discover the secret of happiness. So the energy is the steadiness of heart without struggle, a certain openness and balance. The wise men and women of old had no mind to fight the Tao, and they did not, by their own contrivance, try to help the Tao along. It's that presence again and again, this moment, with your being and your heart and your eyes.